97% of your DNA consists of nothing but long stretches of meaningless garble, junk, or non-coding DNA, as biochemists prefer to put it. Only here and there along each strand do you find sections that control and organize vital functions. These are the curious and long-elusive genes. Genes are nothing more, nor less, than instructions to make proteins. This they do with a certain dull fidelity. In this sense, they are rather like the keys of a piano, each playing a single note and nothing else, which is obviously a trifle monotonous. But combine the genes, as you would combine piano keys, and you can create chords and melodies of infinite variety. Put all these genes together, and you have, to continue the metaphor, the great symphony of existence known as the human genome. An alternative and more common way to regard the genome is as a kind of instruction manual for the body. Viewed this way, the chromosomes can be imagined as the book's chapters, and the genes as individual instructions for making proteins. The words in which the instructions are written are called codons, and the letters are known as bases. The bases, the letters of the genetic alphabet, consist of the four nucleotides mentioned a page or two back: adenine, thymine, guanine, and cytosine. Despite the importance of what they do, these substances are not made of anything exotic. Guanine, for instance, is the same stuff that abounds in, and gives its name to, guano,